All right,
morning.
We'll be spending time on a really interesting quiz topic. It has to do with Lag BaOmer. It has really more to do with the Gemara we spend time on over Shabbos, of Shimon bar Yochai leaving the cave. So we spoke about yesterday in the morning how Rabbi the why Rav Shimon bar Yochai was impressed with the Saba that was holding on to the Hadassim. We spoke yesterday in the afternoon about the why Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai tells Rav Pinchas that Yair, his father-in-law, that after I've left this cave, I have now been able to learn Torah and reach the level of I'm Chris Petiron, able to answer 24 questions. We are going to spend time today on the end of the Gemara, all the way at the end, where this individual, Yehuda ben Gerim, he was the one, as we will review the Gemara, that spread the news of what Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai felt about the Roman government. He was the one that was sitting together with the three Tanayim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaisi, and Rabbi Shimon. And as we'll see in the Gemara, he was the one that, because of him, the Romans heard what Rav Shimon said. And Rav Shimon now had to go into hiding. First begins hiding out. We spoke about how his wife, he was concerned that his wife would be tortured. And this individual was the cause of all of this. And his name was Yehuda ben Gerim. We will start with that. Over the years, you always try to find it's been many years already, Baruch Hashem. We had shiurim about Lag BaOmer and try to look for something that we've never spoken about, a halacha dealing with Lag BaOmer. And the halacha that we will be dealing with today is going to be some halachas in Lashon Hara. But I do feel that this is a topic that is a twist in the dealing with Lag BaOmer. The Olam will soon shortly see a Gemara and a Taisus dealing with this Yehuda ben Gerim. And hopefully by the end of this year, we'll have some halachas dealing with the famous rule that if a piece of information is said over in front of three people, it seems that from that point on, it's not Lashon Hara anymore. And we'll try to come out with a need to be careful with who we speak to, and passing on information. We begin with the Gemara in Ma'ariv Katan. You'll learn this Gemara with me, and it's quite strange, to say the least, the names of the Manda'amim in this Gemara, and Rav Shimon bar Yochai's interaction with these great people, it would appear. Gemara in Ma'ariv Katan is on the Pes Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yonasan ben Asmai bir Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim. The Gemara says it was a person called Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim. They were learning Nedarim by Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Bei Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is the Rebbe of Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim and Rabbi Yonasan ben Asmai. If the Minei Borta, the night that was the previous night, they were about to part ways, and they came to say their goodbye to their Rebbe. You go leave your Rebbe. You ask permission. Can I leave? Litzafra, in the morning, they come back to Rav Shimon bar Yochai. They say, Rebbe, we are ready to leave on our journey. Do we have permission? Amalu, Rav Shimon bar Yochai said to them, you were here last night. Didn't you say goodbye to me last night? Well, after this, I give you permission last night. Amrulai, they said back to Rav Shimon bar Yochai. It seems Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was like testing them. But Rebbe, you taught us, Talmud Shenipne Merabbi, if a Talmud says goodbye to his Rebbe, he doesn't leave. Vulan bar Yisayir, Tzarek Lifte Merabbi Pamacheres, you have to say goodbye again. Shenemar, Bayayim Hashmini, and the Gemara brings a Raya. Let's just skip over the Raya. El Amikan, we learn out from that Gemara. Amar Leila Bray, Rav Shimon bar Yochai says to his son, Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, that's his son, B'nei Adam Alalu, these two people, these two students of mine, Rav Yonasan ben Asmai, and Rav Yehuda ben Gerim, Alalu Anshei Nashim Shel Tzurim, the chash of the people, Zil Gabayi Levruchi, I want you to go to them and get a bracha from them. Go to Rav Yehuda ben Gerim, go to Rav Yonasan ben Asmai, they're my students. go get a bracha. We have time. We can spend, it's really a shiur, on the bracha that these two students give to Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon. And that is not again to us what they said to him. But we see, if you learn this Gemara, it seems that we have this student, Rav Yehuda ben Ger, he's a student of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Rav Shimon bar Yochai looks up to this student that he sends his own child go get a bracha from them. I normally would be the one giving brachas, but you should go to Rav Yehuda ben Ger. Let us go to the Gemara in Shabbos. Today is Lag Gimel, today is Lag Vayomer. So we go to the Gemara on Lag Vayomer. Lag Vayomer is the Masechta Shabbos on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, where the story of Rav Shimon bar Yochai is found leaving the cave. So the Gemara there says that there was Rav Yehuda, Rav Yossi, Rav Shimon gathered together, and they were discussing about the Romans, each one saying their opinion about the government. And we have Rav Yehuda, he begins the discussion. Says the Gemara, by my Karlei Rosh, Abedabra B'chol Ma'akroim. So the Gemara discusses why Rav Yehuda always was the one who began the conversation. We are just going to skip straight to what the Gemara says. They were sitting. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yaisi, Rav Shimon, the Yosef, and there also was sitting Yehuda ben Gerim. It's the same name. He was sitting together with these three great Tanayim, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yaisi, Rav Shimon. Says Rashi, why is he called Yehuda ben Gerim? What's ben Gerim? So Rashi says his father was, he's a ben Gerim Gerim. His father was a convert and his mother was a convert. So therefore he's called the son of Gerim. It's not a Ger, they were both Gerim. One was a Ger, one was a Gerim. Says the Gemara, they're discussing about the Romans, Shalom Azu. And each one says, did the Romans do it for themselves? Rav Shimon bar Yochai says, everything they did it for themselves. V'siper divreyev. L'talmidov oylovima. Siper divreyev is referring to Yehuda ben Gerim. There was no one else there. There were three people. You have Rav Yehuda, Rav Yaisi, Rav Shimon. And, yeah, so they're all together four people. There are four people sitting there. And he goes ahead, and what does he do? Yehuda ben Gerim tells it to his students, or he said it to his father and his mother. Well, he didn't go to the Roman government and say, you heard what Rav Shimon bar Yochai said about you, that everything you did for yourselves. The Roman government is selfish. No. The Nishmal Yadai, but because Yehuda ben Gerim went ahead and said what was discussed at this meeting, it ended up that the Romans heard about it. Now, how the Romans heard about it, it's a good question. Who were the ones that, which one was it? Was it his father? Was it his mother? Was it his Talmidim? Someone amongst the people that Yehuda ben Gerim spoke to ended up going to the king. Roman king said, this is what Rav Shimon bar Yochai said. He now is on the run for those 12 years. He's in hiding. What happens at the end of the story? So Rav Shimon bar Yochai exits the cave. He goes back to the city. And while he's walking, we're now going to skip to the Gemara and Daf Lamed Aleph. Nopak l'shuko. He goes out to the market. Chazi, he sees this Yehuda ben Gerim, who was the cause of him having to be in the cave for 13 years. He was the one that told the Roman government what's going on. Omar, Rav Shimon bar Yochai says, I can't believe you're still in the world. Adai yesh, was that boiler? You're still in the world. You're the whole cause of why I was in the cave. Now, we spoke yesterday that, and it's a question which, not for today's year, but at the end, it worked out for Rav Shimon bar Yochai. He was able to learn all the Kabbalah, all the Nistar. But he still doesn't understand how is this Yehuda ben Gerim in the world? Shouldn't he have not died? He's the one who caused this all to happen. Hashem has many, many shluchim. He was the shliach that caused me to die. Nasan by Einov, he looks at him, Vasol Galshal Thomas, and he turns him into a pile of bones. Also a separate issue. We find this in the Gemara all the time. Does it actually mean that they looked at them and they just became a dust? We learn this in the Gemara constantly. Is that that's the way it was in those days? You know, you look at the person and that's it. They become right. You looks at you and that was it. All right, we'll see maybe if shot a little bit later on. Comes along to Anaf Yosef on the Ein Yaakov. So right away, you go to the Ein Yaakov on the Gemara. Is this Yehuda ben Gerim the same one who was the Rebbe, that Rav Shimon bar Yochai was his Rebbe, and he said he's a man of stature. I want my child, Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, to go get a bracha from him. And here he seems to be the one that caused Rav Shimon bar Yochai comes to Anaf Yosef. Zeh ain't Yehuda ben Gerim to Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara. We'll see, because Tysus is going to ask the Kasha. If he was such a Talmud, how in the world is it, if he was such a Tzaddik, how is it possible that this story happened through him? First of all, we'll see, it's Lashon Hara. He went ahead and told whoever he told, it's Lashon Hara. So that we'll see right now. So let's see the Anav Yosef. Anav Yosef says, Zaini Yudim and Gerim, can't be. Shaholach Yudim and Gerim, Mesip and Dvarim, Shadiba, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, Benishnu, Lamachos, Ubabur Zed, now the king wants to kill Rav Shimon bar Yochai. El Zed, the Masechta the Shabbos, is one individual, Yudim and Gerim. And so we have two people with the same names. It is a little hard that they should both be Ben Gerim. Both of them, father and mother, are Gerim. The Anaf Yosef says that. But we are going to learn out Taisus and Masechta Shabbos. And Taisus, and this is what the Shir will be about, is trying to understand Taisus. Learn Taisus. Let's learn it together. Halak Rabbi Yehuda Ben Gerim. You see Rabbeinu Tam's Gersa in the Gemara and Shabbos? Rabbeinu Tam is Gairus that it was Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim. He doesn't say Yehuda ben Gerim, he says Rav. And he tells it to the king, V'yei Sfarim, those that say his name was Yehuda, ain't there all Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says no. Gemara says, in Mayan Kotten, he brings the Gemara in Mayan Kotten. Yav Mithra, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, Shimon Mechalavta. He has a different Gersa because the other Shimon Mechalavta, either way. These people are people of stature. Deliver, go get a cloud of Gavar Rabba. That means Yehuda ben Gerim was a great person. And the end of the Gemara, so according to Taisus, it's the same person. Now, Taisus doesn't answer the question that I just mentioned to you. How's it possible that such a great person should go ahead and say Lashon Hara? He was such a man of stature that this, and the story should happen, that this, he should be the cause of all of this. So Taisus first asked the answer, how do you end the end of the Gemara? Why would Rav Shimon bar Yochai look at him and turn him into bones? That would be a disgrace that he should turn into bones. He died. Okay. It wasn't such a severe end of life. It wasn't just turning into bones. He just died. Still doesn't really answer the question. So Rabbi Eliyahu, of course, these days, the first place that I look is, you look on the sugya, Rabbi Eliyashiv gave the shir on this Gemara. I wanted to see, what did Rabbi Eliyashiv say when he learned this Gemara? That's the first place that I did look. And Rabbi Eliyashiv does speak, he gave shir about this, short discussion about this, or maybe it was longer, I just in the Sefer, it's a short discussion. So let's see what Rabbi Eliyashiv says, and then we're going to go in our own direction. Says Rabbi Yashiv, although the Gemara said, did he actually give over the Rav Shimon bar Yochai to the Romans? No. He went home and he told his parents, or he told his Talmidim. Shaloi Masalama, Elishasip Aliyah did. He told a friend, it ended up going back to the kings. So what did he do wrong? Basically, Rabbi Yashiv is asking, why would Rav Shimon meet Yehuda ben Gerim after the cave and kill him? What did he do wrong? Rav Shimon is all upset at Yehuda ben Gerim, says Rabbi Yashiv, but at the end, Yehuda ben Gerim didn't do anything wrong. Now, Rabbi Yashiv is not bothered with the Lashon Hara part. I don't know why, because that we're going to see shortly, but we'll see why, maybe not. But Rabbi Yashiv doesn't understand. But look what he says, Yisayid, and he brings a raya from the halacha. He called Malkim, however, B'din Ritzicha. When it comes to killing somebody, although Rav Shimon bar Yochai didn't die of it, afilu bigram rachuk, even if it's so far that you were involved, you still need a kapara. Even if it's not your fault at all, afilu shein ashem bezeh, bugaram ligzer, being that he was geyser on Rav Shimon bar Yochai through the Romans, misa, now the running after Rav Shimon. And he brings the Shari Tuba. If you hire a taxi driver, you hire someone to go somewhere. I'm sending you, for me, do me a favor, bring this package somewhere. And the individual that I sent to bring the package, Rachmana Litzlan, gets in a car accident. The Nereg Oisai Baal Agola. And the one who's driving the car I need a kapara. Did I kill him? I didn't kill him. I sent him to go do a delivery. I sent him to do me a favor. I sent the messenger to go to do what I asked him. So what do we see from this? Says Rabbi Yashiv, the chazi, the apple gav, the bala gola. He went on his own. He's getting paid. He's a taxi driver. He's a driver. Sorry, kabel skarma. And he wants it. He wants to make money. He went because of me. I need a kapari. I sent someone to do me a favor. I paid him to do it. If I didn't pay him, for sure it would seem. Here, I didn't even send him. I sent him, and he's making money. But he went on his way. He got killed. I need a kapara. Says Rabbi Yashiv, comes Yehuda ben Gerim. He is the cause of Misa. I need a kapara. He was geyser that Rav Shimon bar Yochai should die. He needs a kapara then. Because through him, this Misa is capped. You hear Rabbi Yashiv was taking it a step further. Yehuda ben Gerim didn't kill Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Yehuda ben Gerim just caused that the Romans hear about this. Now they decree. But because he was the cause of that, there was a decree on Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Shemachai never died. He needs a kapara. After the 12, 13 years, Yehuda ben Gerim is stared at by Rav Shemachai and he kills him. It's still a chiddush gadol that Rav Shemachai would kill him. Rav Shemachai is going to kill Yehuda ben Gerim because he was the cause. He didn't die at then. So comes along Rabbi Yashiv and he himself asked the kash on Taisis. Masha kaisa about Taisis. Do you have to be Gairus Yehuda v'loi Rabbi Yehuda? No. Alpha gav v'loi ha'yev v'zev v'ashmas and yikom mokayim. Loi mistaver, Rabbi Yashiv, I'm not sure what gear he had in places, but he says, how can he call the Rebbe? He's trying to say that it couldn't be the same person. Because how would you call this person Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim? If he was the cause of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, that he had to run away and hide in the cave, calling him Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim? And therefore, Rabbi Yashiv feels, he brings a Gemara also. Maybe that's the severity of the punishment. Here he ends up killing him. Here Yehuda ben Gerim dies. Okay, he was more direct. He was direct in causing Rav Shimon bar Yochai to have a decree against him to die. So let's just. Whose name is Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, a student of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, comes this story of the Romans. He now is killed by his Rebbe, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, who steers at him and takes his life. We're trying to figure out over here, what did Yehuda ben Gerim do wrong? So Rabbi Yashiv says he did nothing wrong. But because he was the cause of Rav Shimon bar Yochai having to be on the run, he needs a kapara. His kapara is that Rav Shimon bar Yochai kills him. Strange. Shimon bar Yochai is killing his own student by staring at him. If you want to learn like Taisus, he just causes him to die. He doesn't turn into Atzamais, one thing. But it's still a little bit strange that we have to figure out what did Rabbi did he do something wrong? Did he not do something wrong? And therefore, we turn over and we're going to see over here a little bit about this Gal Shel Atzamais. We find that in the Gemara. What does it mean, Gal Shel Atzamais? He didn't, not, first of all, so I looked in the Ar Zeru, we go back to some of the Rishayim. Nafak l'shuka chazi l'u de begerim, amar adayin yesh b'zev, oylem masam ein v'asagash l'atamas, shemes v'nirka b'zev. It means that he died. What does it mean, gal shal atamas? He died, similar to Tisus. And his flesh rotted. L'hayrois, he really should have died many years before. Right away, he died. He revealed the secret. The Ar Zeru is saying maybe his chus was that he was a Talmud of Shimon bar Yochai. I'm not sure, but Shimon bar Yochai says I don't understand why he's still alive. We are going to head into sugya now, halacha l'maisa, trying to understand how in the world did Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, if he's a Rabbi Yehuda, let's go that he's a Talmud of Shimon bar Yochai. And we're learning over here from Rabbi Yashiv that he really didn't do too much wrong, because he was the shliach, he ended up the cause. Wouldn't the island say that he said Lashon Hara? At the end of the day, he said Lashon Hara. He has this information. He knows that Rav Shimon bar Yochai said that the Romans do everything for themselves. And he went ahead and said Lashon Hara. He went ahead and said he was Ivor Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is a severe Avera. It's Ki'ilu Avoy Nazara, Yuerayas, Shvichas Damim, through his work. And that's the part that was troubling. Why would Rabbi Yashiv say he didn't do anything wrong? What's the answer?
You have to teach and tell me to let the government, what the government, what the government is doing. It's not very good. This was record teachers. I can see why this is easy part. He didn't, you know, whatever. It might have been a show. He didn't, you know, accidentally. Maybe he should be more careful. Maybe. But I can see why he would want to teach you something of that before I tell him.
I mean, but, it was still a
shame, right?
There's two things. First of all, it was a closed meeting over there, three people. He happened to be a part of this meeting. We don't go ahead and start telling the world what was said at this meeting. It's very dangerous.
You're claiming it was a secret meeting and they talked
about. Well, we only know the three. We only know four people were there. That's all the Gemara says. Were four people there?
Right. We don't know. But again, this seems to be they're discussing something of importance. He probably either maybe.
What was the importance? What was important?
It's look. If you understand this very being closed, which we do, in fact, we know what went on with the meeting. We need to know that we're chilling by a hole that this is selfish.
We know that, but not during the time when at that time the Romans were the one. We know what was going on in the world. The Romans were out to kill all these.
None of
that.
After that, this is the time.
They knew the Romans were still. They were looking to kill whoever they can kill.
It's important.
So it's a dangerous time. It's a dangerous time. It's like going and speaking against the government, and you know that it's treason. It's traitor. We're going to see that the some of the we're going to learn the Rambam shortly and see the Kesef Mishnah and others who start to, and the Prima Gadim that do bring this story in to teach us they're bothered by this. They're bothered by this concept of it was Lashon Hara. I hear what you're saying is that he was trying to teach, but it's still Lashon Hara.
Why not?
Isn't it important to disseminate the Rebbe always
Yeah, but not right now in the middle of the Romans are, it's like we're speaking against the United States government. I mean, we're living in the United States.
Like communism, it certainly was the opinions of the...
So it would have been Lashon Hara then. I went ahead and said something that was in a closed meeting over here. But Shimon's opinion is this way. And what was the Tayelis? The Tayelis is what? So we let's see if the Achrayim do bring this Gemara as some raya to Lashon Hara, and then we'll try to come back and see. So again, we have this Rabbi Yehuda ben Gera was at this. He was a part of this meeting. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, or Rabbi Shimon, and he goes home. He tells Rabbi Yasha, says he tells his friends. Oh, did you hear what Rabbi Shimon said? This is what Rabbi Shimon said. And we have the type of Rabbi Yashiv saying he didn't do anything wrong, but he still deserves to get punished because through him it still happened. That means, what is that? What's the trick? What does that mean to us? How do you learn that halacha? Why, if I send someone to go for me? Third is that it still happened because of you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, needs you, he did something wrong in your life, something else you did wrong, and this is the way, you were the shliach. It's like Aveira Gerera Saveira. You did something else wrong. This is what happens through YouTube. Let's learn the Gemara over here, Masechtas Erechin, and the Olam, you'll help me out here because it's not so pashut. The Gemara says like this: Rabbi Barabuna Kamosa the Masai Mei Klaser. This is that famous Gemara. We all heard this growing up when you learn Halachas Lashon Hara. Anything that's said over in front of three people, it's not Lashon Hara. My time. What's the reason? Chavra Chavra Isle. Once three people know it, you know that it's going to be passed on to others. So according to the Gemara, we're going to learn the Gemara now because everybody seems to think they know this Gemara. And this is that Gemara that everybody, was said over the three people already. There's no Lashon Hara anymore. So again, literal translation of the Gemara is we're going to learn Rashi. Rashi says there's different Achrayim explaining Rashi, but let's see what Rashi says. Shahabailim, Rashi learns that the individual himself says over to three people. So I say about myself to three of you, and I tell you something that I did. That's not Lashon Hara. Why? Because if I'm telling it to three people, I know that it's going to move. It's not going to end there. Shemagalo, I say, hey, I'm not afraid that others are going to find out. This cipherly goal is the chavra chavra isle. The zeh megal chavera. You're going to tell somebody else. Achayedeya. So Rashi seems to be talking about not Lashon Hara, but secrets. There's two problems. We have a secret. If I tell three people something, it's a secret. I don't want you to pass it on. And then we have an inyan of Lashon Hara. We have through what you're saying, you're causing injury, danger, loss of parnasa because of what you said. Rashi seems to be saying, and that's how we'll see other Achrayim learn Rashi, that if I tell something to three people, it's not a secret anymore. It's not dangerous what I'm saying. So you're right. Maybe it's and therefore the Gemara's the problem is over. What did he do wrong at all then? He didn't do anything wrong. So we're going to have to go back to what Rabbi Yashiv said, that he really didn't do anything wrong, but he still caused that this should happen. But he might, according to, if you learn this Gemara and Rashi, now, here it's Rav Shimon himself saying over something to three people. The three people there, let's remember, Rav Yaisi, Yehuda ben Gerib, besides Rav Shimon, there are three other people we see. So he's saying it over to three people in this room. It's not a secret anymore. But is it Lashon Hara? That Rashi doesn't say it to us. It could still be Lashon Hara. So secret, it could be, it's not a secret. You say over to something, to three people, it's not a secret. So for example, if someone's getting engaged, this question always comes up, and the boy tells his friends, he told three friends already, by the way, I'm getting engaged. So they're going to call me up, as I always get this. Can I go tell other people? Because I was there, there were three people with me. Three people were there, and we all heard, is it Lashon Hara? What's Lashon Hara? He's getting engaged tonight. I'm not causing any danger. It could be, maybe it will be Lashon Hara, it could be danger. No, but it's a secret. I told three people, and they're going to want to know, oh, I was, and you would, you know, it would have to be that you were set over in three people. Because just because he says, I said it to Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, that's not called Masama Be'afi Klasa. But if something is set over in front of three people, so sometimes I'll say, don't tell anybody. We're going to see the Mishnah Berurah, what he says about that. But if he just called, he says in front of three people, tonight, I'm getting engaged Thursday night. That means it's not a secret anymore. Three people know. That's how Rashi learns. The Rambam doesn't learn like that. Let's see the Rambam. Rambam says like this. If you say Lashon Hara, if you pass on and you say, oh, do you know what Reuben said about you? It's normal because Lashon Hara. Oh, my God, it's a huge Avera. You're causing people to get killed. Where did we see that from? Our story. They didn't kill Rav Shimon by Yechai, but he was on the run. Hey, Nismach, therefore, you finally, Salman Aldam Reinachav, near Tzeil Amad, look what happened to Doeg Adoyimi. They're running after David HaMelech. Doeg is constantly saying Lashon Hara about David HaMelech, the Shaul. Says the Rambam, let's go back to next halacha, not the next halacha, five halachas later. Echad Mesaper, B'Lashon Hara B'Nei Chaver. Oshloi B'Fano, say Lashon Hara about your friend with you. It's not this. B'Mesaper Dvarim Shigarmin, in Nishmu Ishmi Piyish, if it's going to be passed on, it's going to be very dangerous. It's all Lashon Hara. Anything negative is Lashon Hara. Look at the Rambam. It's Rambam, and this is what the Chafetz Chaim is like, columns and columns trying to understand the Rambam. If this negative comment was said in front of three, not like Rashi, it's a secret. He's talking about Lashon Hara. Now everybody, three people know. If one of these three people go ahead and say it over to somebody else, it's not Lashon Hara. But this is the catch. The one of those three that are telling to their friend, they don't intend that this should become everyone's news. I'm just letting you know. That's how we're going to see the Chafetz Chaim, how he's going to explain what does the Rambam mean. So again, I tell you, I said to three people, I'm over Lashon Hara. Because what am I doing telling it to three people? But now that I did tell three people, so of those three people, if one of those three goes and tells somebody else, accidentally possibly, or by the way, not intending to have this become world news, he's not over Lashon Hara. I, who said it to three people, I was over Lashon Hara. I had a right to say it over to three people. But these three people, now that heard it, we assume what's going to happen, that one of them is going to pass it on, being that some of them are going to pass it on. It's going to end up, the whole world's going to know anyway. So therefore, these three, one of them says it, he's not over Lashon Hara. Very strange. What does that mean? The halacha doesn't seem to make any sense. The Agos Maimoni adds to the Rambam, and if the individual says, if I say to three people, and I say, don't say it over, I feel armor. I could have said it to 100 people. It's Lashon Hara. I walk into shul, I walk into a classroom, and say, do not say this over. I'm telling you something. It could be dangerous, but I want you to know. Don't, says the guy's mommy, it's Lashon Hara. I'm telling you not to tell others. It's only according to the Rambam, and the Kesef Mishnah learns like that too. Let's learn the Kesef Mishnah. But I want to show you in the Kesef Mishnah where he also learns this halacha outcome. Says the Kesef Mishnah, he brings the Gemara in Erechim, he brings the Gemara in Mamad Linkim, the Kesef Rabbeinu, third line in Kesef Mishnah. Shaloi Yiskat Koymish, Shazel Sher Tarnu, this that I permit you, these one of these three people. You happen to be talking about this original person. Then it's not us, sir. You can't go ahead and have in mind, you know what, let me go tell other people. Let me call my friend and let him know what I just heard. If it happens to be that you're in, with other people and you were one of the three that heard it, can go ahead and tell it to them. Also difficult. What does that mean? The Rambam doesn't have to tell us that if he tells you not to tell anybody, you're not allowed to tell anybody. Comes along the Rosh Yosef, to the Prima Gadol. He is bothered by this question by Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So maybe Rav Yehuda ben Gera didn't do anything wrong then, because it was Rav Shimon said it over to three people. He asked, he seems to ask the question. So once again, we have four people sitting here. Was Rav Yehuda ben Gera over any Lashon Hara then? According to the Rambam, he wasn't over Lashon Hara. Lefi Rashi, it's not a secret anymore, but it could still be Lashon Hara. Lefi Rambam, once you say over something to three people, it's not Lashon Hara anymore. So what did he do wrong? So look how the Prima Gadol asked the Kashi. He's bothered with it. So I was happy to see that he was bothered. He says, and the Rambam holds that it's not Lashon Hara. But last question, Lishna Bisha, not Lashon Hara. Let me come up going, no, he seems to be learning like Rabbi Yashin. At the end of the day, he didn't do an aver of Lashon Hara. He didn't do anything wrong. But because it ended up that the king heard about it, and he is a goyim to what happened to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, he deserves to die. That seems to be what he's trying to say, although he doesn't say that. That's the way after I saw Rabbi Yashin, he assumed that's what he's trying to say. Comes the Magalius Hayam. Magalius Hayam also learns this whole Gemara of saying it in front of three has nothing to do with Lashon Hara. It has to do with many times we say over something, and it could be the message could either be that I'm saying something which is positive or negative. For example, this person has a lot of money. That comment could be, oh, he has a lot of money, he spoils his kids. It could be a very negative comment. Or no, he has so much money, but he gives tzedakah. So what I just said is not really Lashon Hara. It depends on how it's interpreted. What are the three people that are listening to me? So the Margolius Yam, we're going to learn the Chavetz Chaim because it's worth it just to spend a moment on what the halacha is. Chavetz Chaim learns that is when it's mutter to pass it on. When the comment that was said was not real Lashon Hara, it was that, oh, this, by the way, Reuven has a lot of money. So that was said over to three people. So if I go out and say to three of you, or say to the oil here now, this person has a lot of money. You could take that two ways. A lot of money is in a good way. It could be in a bad way. He has a lot of money and he spends his money and he doesn't give tzedakah. Or no, maybe he has a lot of money and he gives tzedakah. And therefore, we're going to learn the Chafetz Chaim over here on the bottom. Magalius Yadam also says the same as the Chafetz Chaim. Umashe nimtza heter. This whole heter of that was set over in front of three. It's not a dinai gomer. You can look at what the statement in two different ways. In Kazaf, if you turn over to the next sheet, yadua. It depends on how it was said. If I say, oh, wow, you know how much money he has? Maybe that it's a negative comment. It depends in the voice, in the tone, says the Mishnah, the Chafetz Chaim writes. When I'm saying it over, there you're allowed to say it. If it was said over to three people, we know that it's going to end up going back to the original person who was said about. You're going to be very careful how you say it over to three people. That it's a gnai. Look at the next part. The one who's saying it over to three people says it with motions and a voice. Oh, he has so much money. And you can tell that he's saying it in a way that your kavanasa is that he has a lot of parties and he goes out to eat all the time. That's called avak lashon hara, and that would be also to say in front of three. So according to the Mishnah Brura, you're allowed to even say it in front of three. Halach is, I can say it in front of three, all of you here, this person has a lot of money. I'm going to say it in a way where you, because I know it's going to get back to the original person, but I can say it to three, I'm allowed to say it to three of you because I'm intending to say there's a lot of tzedakah. So he uses his money in the right way. He goes out to eat a lot of times with many people. Many people is with who? Maybe with, he takes people out, he's doing a taiva, he's doing a chesed. That's the only time. But the Chafetz Chaim says, what about the Rambam? The Rambam clearly doesn't say that. The Rambam says that if it's said over in front of three people, it's not Lashon Hara anymore. And that's why the Chafetz Chaim does, in the next one, you'll see Gimel. It's important that the Olam, I'm sure the Olam learns Shmir Tzal Lashon, But the Chavetz Chaim does say, he brings Yeshayim. Yeshayim is a Shita Saramba. If you said something bad about me, see, Zayver on Lashon Hara, I just told you. The Rambam says that the original person is Zayver Lashon Hara. But these people now, if one of them passes it along, it's not Lashon Hara. But let's, the Chavetz Chaim clearly says like this, that once one of these three said it over, said, let's say I said it over to three of you, so I said it over to Avi, said it to Yitzhak, said it to David. So now one of, and Avi goes ahead and says it to Morty. He says, you were talking about something, and you said it. So Morty didn't hear. He now has no right to go out and tell Itzik. He can't go tell Itzik about this, because Itzik has no idea that Morty heard it from three people. He heard it from three. Avi can tell it by the way he said it to Morty. Okay, so he didn't say Lashon Hara, because it was three people. But Morty wasn't part of the three. So it can't be passed on to Itzik anymore, because he wasn't part of the three. So this news have gotten back to the Roman government, it would have to have somehow been Lashon Hara. Again, he's the cause of it. Just you can see from the Chavetz Chaim that the only one who can pass it on, by the way, Lefi the Rambam, is three people that heard it. They were there in the same room together. Okay, so now we're back to what did you, according to the Rambam, you didn't do anything wrong. They were all there together. He went out and told one of the person. Whoever he told went ahead and passed it on back to the wrong. That's the one who did something wrong. But not, that's how you learn with the Chavetz Chaim. We have then explanation to what Taisa says in Rabbi Yasha, that he didn't really, according to the Rambam Shita, he didn't hear anything wrong. And that's the, if you look at the dollar in the Chavetz Chaim, he says, Afilu mashe tarnu b'meinu meskavim l'iglois, we just said, Dafka shemeh arishan sheshama ba'atzmai, masheru ben tzipur, abo mishe yishma mimenu, he can't go afterwards. I'll smash that. That we don't say. So it's therefore this heter of ba'ape plus is not really a heter. It's not a heter at all. First of all, the Chavetz Chaim holds like the other pshat places. But even lefi the Rambam, just because everybody knows, but the Chavetz Chaim does write. I just want to read because it is. I always hear that everybody knows already. At what point is it everybody knows? It's not Lashon Hara anymore. You hear someone's going to prison. So you're going to go, oh, you heard he's going to jail. Everybody knows. What's everybody knows? So the Chavetz Chaim does just, it's important that we see over here because he does stick it in over there. So in the vault by the Dalit, he writes like this. He does write, Imloi shekvar nisparsem adava v'noy delakol. If everybody does know, so then it's not Lashon Hara. Everybody knows, I guess, that someone was like Lashon Hara along the way over here. But once this word got out and it's public news already, so then the Chavetz Chaim... But Chavetz Chaim himself says on the bottom, I put it in the small print because I have to get it on this side of the page. Shekvar nisparsim adaver, v'afilu b'zeh, and even this is not so cautious. If you hold like the Yadak Tana, it's mutter eladarech agav. By the way, do you know? But if you're sitting down, you know what? Let me tell you, you're doing it, or you call your friend up. Did you hear everybody's talking about this? Chavetz Chaim says even that's not so cautious. It happens to be, if you're with your friend and you're schmoozing, you say, oh, by the way, did you hear? To call someone up and say, did you hear what's going on? Chavetz Chaim says, even if the whole world is talking, it's not so pashut. We even have to stay away from that. But halacha then, let's go back to our Yehuda Begerim over here. And we will read the sefer. One sefer that I did go through is the sefer Ar HaChama on Masechta Shabbos. Because he does trying to figure out what Yehuda ben Gerim did wrong over here. Lefi the Rambam now, he didn't do anything wrong. Not Lashon Hara. Is there a problem with a secret? Not a secret either, because the Chavetz Chaim agrees there that if you say it over the three people, it's not a problem. The way Rashi learns, at least, it's not a problem of a secret. So we're only back to what Rabbi Yashiv said, that maybe Rabbi Yashiv also doesn't want to learn it was Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim. Let's go therefore to this print over here of the Kav. You'll see the Ar HaChama and very peerish Rashi learned Shulai Sipru Mishum Lashon Hara. Wasn't Lashon Hara. The Gamway Niskabin Lefaris the Madabi. He told his father and mother, his students, Hare Niskabin Mamish, like Isaiah said. Hare Niskabin Lilboy Neshitasim Sharaboysa. He's going and teaching what his Rabbi said, Mamish, what you said. So then at the end of the day, he did nothing wrong. Right, like you said. So what do you do? You're mechavim, right? To the sefer. That's what we have to wait to get to here. That's why I just want to build up. But you're right. He said, so he did nothing wrong. Begam harei haim atzmu, mamish like Isaiah said. Begam harei haim atzma, amrus debrayim begali. They said it. L'shem Hilchaso. You got to know what the halach is. Eich likvaya samay madam shal hagayim. What do we do about the Gayim? As Mamish, like Azariah said, that you got to know what the Gayim tells. You have to teach them. Tell them how to act with the Gayim. We're living now with Gayim. Let's let the world know. They came, Gabu Sefer, can they learn what they meant? But Lama Tamar of Shimon Bar Yechai al Shiesh no Adayim Bayim. What's up, Shimon Bar Yechai? So he doesn't understand why he's still in the world. He's trying to teach. He's been Malam Etayr. So, and then Adayim Yesh Zabar, Kilu Tamar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like he doesn't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shlei Yemisu. V'lama Yama Ma'asa. V'suda Reyam Shimon Bar Yechai Gufa. Reb Shimon Bar Yechai says to Reb Pinchas Ben Yar, as I, my question I said to you all the way at the beginning, that if not for being in the cave, I wouldn't be who I am now. So how can you be upset at Rabbi Yehudim and Gerim? At the end, you gain. You, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu take care of it. Rabbi Yehudim and Gerim deserves to be punished. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take care of it. Why, Rabbi Shimon, are you killing him? He's looking at him and killing him. We have Rezai's point, and you have my point. Both of them, that's what he says. See, he wants to say, he also wants to go to maybe where Rabbi Yashiv says that it's still a little bit difficult, because if you're teaching Halacha, we don't have Rabbi Yashiv's teretz. He's at the end, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is telling how to treat the Goyim. But let's read what he says in the second column. The Efsher, the Shaykh Lahad Amru, he says this idea. It still happened through you. Okay, therefore, Taisis says he was Rabbi Yehuda Ben Gerim. He was a Ben Tzura, and his Berchasa is a Bracha. But here there was a takol al yadoi. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Rav Lazan, Starum, Choshes, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So listen to what he says. Chiddush Gadol. He was his Talmud. He had Rachmanis on his Talmud. I'm afraid that being that the Gemara says that if a takol happens, you're not going to go to the Melchitza. But I want my Talmud to go to Gan Eden. I don't want, if I'm going to let him just in this world get, not be punished, my student is not going to get to Gan Eden. He kills him only l'chem ratzal anishay la'olam hazeh. He wants, he says that shot in the Gemara. Zeh sho adayin yesh l'zeh ba'olam. Lo'y shetam al zeh. He's not, he didn't do anything wrong. El Adama came b'nichusa. He said it b'nichusa. Not, I can't believe he's still in the world. No. The chol's mancha b'arav, when I was in the ma'arav, l'ayam b'fursa ma'adavar, ha'reda b'tayva b'em tzarech anishay. Avalach, if she yatsum is gala adavar, now I'm afraid, yesh mishum takolo. People, he's saying another verb, people are going to say that he is the individual that caused me to be in the cave. Umeduyik lashon ha-gemara, nafak l'shuk l'chazia, yilubeis ha-medrish, there's no takolo. Everybody knew that it was a taiva. So he answers both questions with this. He says that he wanted his Talmud to get Olam Haba. To get him Olam Haba, he should be punished in this world. Because the Gemara does say that if the takola happens through you, they don't bring you into the mechitza of HaKadosh Baruch. So you really did nothing wrong, but it still happened through him. Says Rav Shimon, Adayin Yesh Ba'olam Hazeh, you have time to get punished in this world. There was a benefit that through his action, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai ended up with Teretz Nistar. Teretz is, but the world wouldn't see it like that. And that's why Nafal Lashuka, he was afraid for his Talmud, a double, he was afraid. People are going to say he is the one, people are going to walk around and say that he is the one that caused Rav Shimon to have to go into prison. Now he sees him. So he didn't know Yehuda Ben Gerim was still alive. Now that he sees him in the marketplace, he says he's still alive. I feel bad for you. For being sent in this world, people are going to talk about you. It's better that you don't stay in this world. So you have Rachmanis on his Talmud. It's real. He was Rabbi Yehuda Ben Gerim. He's having Rachmanis on his Talmud. It's not like we've learned for all these years that, he's this Rasha. He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do Lashon Hara. He didn't say a secret. We also now, not only that, Rav Shimon wants this message to get out to the world. He's teaching the world his message. And that's the pshat. There are others in Alpi Chasidus. They have a different pshat. We'll end with this. If you go into this Chasidus Yisvarim, they say that Rav Shimon was looking at himself. He says like this, I'm reading you, Nafik L'shukah Chazi L'mengerim. So the Rezina says like this, Pam Balag Baimer, he was, he didn't understand why Rav Shimon want to kill a Rosh. Rav Shimon loved people. We spoke about this yesterday. He was really looking at himself. He's a chisar on himself. Why did I suffer? Why did I end up in a cave? Maybe it's my chatayim that ended up causing me to be in the cave. He was mitzar on himself. He wasn't looking at the Yehudim. When he sees Yehudim and Gerim still alive, he still says, oh, the person who caused me to, I still have that tzar. I see the person that ended up causing me to do it. It's something in my room. It's a chesaron in me that I still have to see the cause, although it wasn't really his fault. But through him, I ended up, he was blaming it more on himself. What does nasan bayena mean? Einu ba'atzmai. Rav Shimon bar Yochai made a chesed ha'nefesh. And when he made a chesed ha'nefesh, it ended up, Yehudim and Gerim ended up dying, kal shel atzmais. But he says it was always Rav Shimon looking at himself. Anyway, we see over here that the inyan of the Lashon Hara, Yehuda ben Gerim, was Rav Yehuda ben Gerim, and he was the Talmud of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. His Talmud caused him to die, according to Rabbi Yashiv. That's why he was punished, according to what we're saying over here. He didn't do anything wrong. Only a nice mechitzasa, Rav Shimon ha-Rachman is on him. Let me kill you in this world to get out of my bar. And he was really grateful to him, because through him, he was able to learn Tairas Nistar. So let me help him out in this world, and let me help him out that people do not associate him with the Shkaya.